It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
I need a nap.
Nappy.
Just come to the point where I got to embrace it.
That's how I felt last week.
I don't like it, but I got to embrace it.
Three nights straight of out every night past 8. And it was, whew.
1 hour, though. That's it. 1 hour. Not 2 hours. Not, I can't do it.
Oh,
for a nap.
Oh, yeah. That's, I just.
1 hour.
Okay. No, I did take a 2 hour nap on one of the days last week.
Yeah, you were bushwhacked that day. I remember.
Thursday.
She roll over and nudge you? What do you mean?
I was watching her do cooking on a budget, and she was almost closing her eyes.
Yeah.
At one point.
She can do it with her eyes closed.
She can.
She'll probably do it again with her eyes closed later. So I only got like 3 hours sleep. I was up in the Brownfield, Maine, as we know. We talked about it. Might be the best fiddle player I've ever seen. I mean, the guy in Brothers Comatose is sick. Like the sickest fiddle player ever. And they wail. It's funny how a bluegrass band can rock. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're Americana roots, however you want to categorize them. But there's no way they can do what they do and somebody can watch it and go and not see the rock and roll element in it. You know what I mean? Maybe the instruments are different, but the way they play them and the attitude involved, wow, really good. So anyway, late night last night, paying for it today. But you know what, Kelly? If you want to dance, you got to pay the band. Okay? You nut up or shut up.
Tonight won't be because you're right on the water in Portsmouth. It's more of a family thing. It's not going to be late night.
There was no opener last night, and they played for 100 minutes. And
that's awesome.
Tonight they've got an opener. It's down at Prescott Park, so it's probably more family oriented, you know, kind of thing. So it might be a little bit different show, but I want to see William Sherry too. So anyway, you know, somebody's like, "Don't you go to rock shows?" Yeah, I do, but I like more than one kind of music. So if I had to pick a wheelhouse where my tastes are at right now, it probably would be in the roots rock category. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at.
Something different.
Huh?
Something different.
Yeah, I mean, look.
We grew up on
Jesus,
rock.
I played rock and roll for 40 years. Never mind what I listened to before. I still love it, but I mean, I still love to go to rock shows, you know? Godsmack, Shinedown, Hailstorm, Pretty Reckless, all that stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're right. I
spread it around.
Yeah. I mean, but you
No,
right
I got
now,
to, I got
right
to text now, people busting my balls.
You're more into that, which is... understandable.
If you went, it might not be your kind of music, but you'd go, holy shit, that guy can play.
I mean, I do enjoy, Amy's a huge Blink fan. They're okay. I went to the show and recognized more songs than I thought, and Travis on drums is a friggin' animal.
Yeah.
So I can enjoy it.
No drum set.
Really?
No drums at all. First thing I got there, wow, no drums.
I'm gonna go to the bass player.
But when you watch stand up bass, oh my God, beast. Anyway, welcome to the Buzz 24/7. Laura has cooking on a budget in just a little bit. I was gonna ask this during the course of the show, and I never got to it because I was meandering today, basically trying to stay awake. That's what you get when you get AI, Greg. Okay, this is 100% AI. My voice. I'm home. Sleeping. So, I got underwear on. I'm under the covers.
Oh, good.
That's what I'm doing. But this is AI, Greg. Are you going to, or do you have any interest to watch Laura, Kelly, even Scotty, the Aaron Hernandez story?
No. Just watch the trailer.
No.
I just watched. Yes.
I don't.
Just watch it.
You know, it could be one of those things I'm flicking by and I get sucked in for a little bit, but I have no interest.
I don't know what's going on. My microphone just all of a sudden just
you will,
again.
You like goes, true crime and everything.
I probably will watch it, but I will say I did get, now I've listened to podcasts on it. What's the Patriots, the Belichick thing that they did? I got a little.
Apple TV.
Whatever
right?
one they
yeah,
were
yeah,
the,
yeah.
The earlier
right.
this year. I never finished
Dynasty.
It because I got to the point where they were doing the Aaron Hernandez, and then I stopped watching.
Yeah.
I just wasn't in the mood. I haven't even finished the Dynasty one.
Yeah. You should finish it because it's really
just,
good, and that's only a
I
part of it.
I lost interest. And you know what? Some
it's only a part of it. Yeah. I mean, they knew. People knew. People in the room, they call it the locker room, they call it the room, knew. They knew that that was a potential that could potentially blow up that whole situation, and it did. I won't watch it. I'm not into it. I just don't want to see that stuff. You know, I know people are fascinated with it. I just
because I'm not as fan. I want to ask you guys, how did this guy get by? And when I say get by is, I own a team. And, wow, we got this guy out of New Hampshire, Kelly Brown. Did nobody do like a
They did.
Background?
They did. So they he dropped in the draft. He would have been probably a first rounder, but he had these character issues. Now, I don't know what they had. He was involved in some stuff in Connecticut while he was a member of Florida's football team. I don't know to what you know, degree he was doing, but they knew he had character issues, was maybe in a gang. So his value, they got a good value football-wise for getting him in a lower round.
Okay. So they dispatch, if you're looking to get into the NFL and you're a potential player, they think you're good enough and you might be, they dispatch somebody, there's a guy or girl, whatever, there's people that will investigate every facet of your life. They will talk to people you know. They will research you. They want to find out if there's any problem at all that could come up. And sometimes guys don't make teams because of, like Kelly said, a character flaw. Mm-hmm. They recognize that Aaron Hernandez had some, but he had incredible ability, and they rolled the dice. And I don't know if somebody maybe downplayed the character flaws. I don't know if somebody knew something that they didn't say they knew. I don't know.
Because out of all of this, that has always been my question is, I just watched the trailer. As soon as you, before we started doing this, I watched the trailer, and I'm like, this is very interesting. And it's showing some shady stuff from a younger age where I'm going, so... Yes, he is a bad guy, but I also look at the people who did the research on him. I don't think he did a very good job.
There were guys in the locker room that got a bad vibe from him and kind of avoided him because they thought this is the
bad.
Wheels are going to come off this bus. The wheels are going to come off this bus. I will say that you know, when he was playing. I mean, I remember saying, I think it was Chatham or Grogan, whoever. I think it was Chatham. I'm like, dude, I freaking love Aaron Hernandez. I love this guy. He's my guy. I didn't know anything about that stuff. But on the field, he was explosive.
Pretty fast.
That dude was a playmaker. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's what they look at. It's money. And they screwed up. And, you know, boom. That's why they cut him immediately. You know, not that they wouldn't have. But
I mean, I followed the case and stuff when it was going on. So I think I'll watch this.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, let me know how it is. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not. I can't get. I don't want to get into the mind of people like that do that stuff, the killers and stuff. You guys are into it. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. I just don't want to know what. Well, what do you make some tick? I don't know. Craziness.
It's more about the Dateline. I get sucked in with my mom. It's more about the investigation.
Yeah.
And seeing somebody who's proclaiming their innocence vociferously get burned.
Yeah.
And get buried by the truth.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah,
like when they get buried by the truth, Kelly.
Yes.
I'm with you on that one. I'm with you on that one. So anyway, that is going to be. It's called American Sports Story, American Hernandez, and FX is doing it, and it looks like it's going to air. Let me see here, September 17th. If you are interested,
okay.
If you are interested,
All right.
I'm going to take a hard.
Like
pass.
I said, I just watched the trailer.
Yeah. That's going to be right up your alley. Where are we at here? Okay, so what else is there going on? We got some talkbacks here. If you guys want to get caught up on some talkbacks, let me see here. Okay, let's go. Talkbacks are part of the Talkback app. You go to the iHeartRadio app, and the Talkback app is there for you.
Don't give me no back talk, sucker.
This kind of back talk is totally unacceptable.
Talkback.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, and you can leave us a voice message. Without cost. You just go to the Greg in the Morning Buzz page and press down that little microphone button, and you can leave us a message like this guy did right here.
Yeah, Greg thinks Rob Schneider's a jerk because Rob Schneider's a Republican. We all know Greg's probably a bit of a liberal Democrat. So that's why he doesn't like Rob Schneider.
Yeah, you got me down. You got me pegged. That's why I'm a huge friggin' Tim Allen fan and Kelsey Grammer fan, because I only like people that have a certain political belief. My opinion on Rob Schneider is based on personal experience and experience of those I know in the business. And nothing to do with his politics. I just don't think he's funny. That's all. That's it. Nothing to do with politics.
I wasn't a huge fan either.
You know? He just... I'll tell you, the real reason is he comes off as sour grapes. Like, you know, when you talk to him, when you interview him, he's got like an attitude that he's not a bigger star. That's my impression. Now, I could be wrong, but that is my impression. So That's what it's based on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Probably some softy liberal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a softy liberal. I'm in the middle, man. I'm just a middle guy. There's no room for us. Either you're way out left, right, or you're way, or you don't exist. It's ridiculous.
Hey guys, here you're talking about women voices, rock singers. Melissa Etheridge, speaking of raspy, like Janice. Yeah, Melissa Etheridge. She's pretty ass-kicky.
I don't agree. I don't
totally
disagree.
I forgot about her. I can't believe we didn't 100%. Mention her.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about her on the way into work because I was listening to, I was flipping through some new music and stuff on Spotify, and something came up with her, and I thought, I would go see her. You know what I mean? Because when I was thinking about when she first came out.
Late 80s?
Yeah.
She started hitting big.
It was a rock album. Bring Me Some Water. That was a rock record. And I thought, and Meredith Brooks came out later, right? The girl who sang
yep.
Bitch.
Yep.
And she's great. I think she's still great, you know? But I would go see Melissa Etheridge. I don't disagree. I don't know if she's one of the top 10 greatest rock female vocalists, but she's great, you know? What's this one here?
Talking greatest female vocalists. By Roadkill's logic, does that mean we exclude Janis Joplin completely? Because she definitely hasn't put anything out in a while.
Yeah, well, he was talking about to stay relevant is part of what he was talking about. Well, I was talking about historically.
Because I wanted to make it clear that I was talking like, because Greg kept bringing up Amy Lee, not putting her down, but she hasn't really done anything new. She keeps kind of living off her creds from the 90s. And to me, your Taylor, your Lizzie Hale, these people are out doing, writing new albums, continuously doing something. So when we're talking the newer girls, that's what I was using as kind of a form.
I love Amy Lee's voice. I think it's one of the great voices in rock and roll. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a woman in rock and roll that wouldn't agree that Amy Lee is amazing.
Yes, for her time.
Okay.
Their first world problem is a non-problem.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
That's part of our show.
There's too much background noise there, sorry.
I think the last three talkbacks you've played have been the same guy. Stop. Also, this is 2024, bitches. It's friggin' old.
We're not keeping it going. I mean, the people are doing it.
Kelly
we're
would love for it
going.
To go away.
Hope, you know? The election will come, and then
we stopped. We stopped. But I don't know if we played the same guy. It's hard to tell sometimes. There are some people that sound alike, and there are some people that do talk back constantly. Like there's like seven of them every morning,
all the time.
So just trying to, I'm just trying to get through stuff that's pertinent to what we're talking about, and you know, trying to get to good comments. So, yeah, sometimes we're probably going to double up and maybe hit somebody twice, but I don't know if it was three times. I doubt that. So, all right. Well, anyway, let me see here. What else? We're going to get ready for cooking on a budget. Is there anything else that we forgot? We got to go shopping today. Today's shopping day.
Yes, it is.
What state do you think in the United States of America gets the most speeding tickets? And when is the last time you got a speeding ticket?
That's a dumb question, and nobody should answer that. By answering that, you're jinxing yourself. So I'll answer the first question. I'm going to go Massachusetts, I think, has the fastest drivers, and I'm not answering the second part.
It's not fastest drivers. It's who's gotten the most tickets.
So
people
means
in
a
Massachusetts.
Lot of
okay,
a
no,
lot of
not even in
around.
Not even in a 10.
Well, are you serious?
Yeah,
going Metro New York. So either New York or Connecticut. Mm-hmm. I'll go, but the rest of the state from New York factors in.
Wouldn't it make sense though, Kelly, instead of the city?
Because
to go,
people can't go fast in the city. I'm thinking like
to go where you got like 25 miles of nothing. Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
People from the suburbs driving into the city.
Yeah, but there's traffic at all. Like I feel
well,
like-
I'll put it this way. Here's your top four. Well, five. Idaho, Iowa, Ohio, yeah. Wisconsin, and the number one state is...
It's all the places
Arizona.
That have like a long road.
No.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Nevada.
North Dakota gets the most speeding tickets. Oregon, Utah, Virginia from the top 10 down.
Totally
South Dakota, Wyoming, Idaho.
The way you guys said it totally makes sense. It's got long,
wide open.
Long strips of highway where you're like, oh yeah, let's do this.
Imagine that though. You're driving and you know for the next 60 miles it's straight and flat.
Mm-hmm.
Like that gets monotonous. That can be tricky. Like sometimes people, when they're driving through the desert and stuff, they drive right off the road.
Yeah, it's like a snowstorm.
Yeah, they drive right off the road. Whoosh, You know what I mean? I'm not getting, I drive off the road in the desert. I'm sitting in the car until I die. Because there's snakes, man. I'm not going to step out, step on some giant copperhead rattlesnake. It's going to bite me in the nuts, right, and I'm going to be dead in 5 minutes.
Chance that you won't find them.
Not going to happen.
Right,
whatever.
Nuts.
Whatever. It
they're
can
gonna,
happen.
They're going to get his,
it happens.
His nutty buddies.
It happens to people. Okay. So, anyway, there you go. There's that. There's this. Cooking on a budget time. Here we go.
Cooking on a budget. Yes, indeed. If you're cooking on a budget. Now Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Cause Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
Welcome. Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, here, get ready, cause Laura's gonna lay some savings on you.
Yes, I am.
She's gonna hit you up with some savings. Mass quantity. Okay?
Got it, bro.
Weapons of mass savings. I think that's what we're talking about. What do you got, Laura?
Okay, Greg, your food sale of the week. Head over to Market Basket. I am a Skippy girl, but I know you're a Jif guy. So Jif peanut butter, 2 for $4.
Bam.
Well, that's great because peanut butter, some of the prices have been crazy.
Just got smacked upside the head by some savings.
Nicely done.
Okay, Kelly, beer sale of the week. Voodoo Ranger, Dogfish Head, your Space Dust and your Harpoon, $14.99.
All right.
Roadkill Sweet of the Week. Apple Cider Donuts are back at Market Basket. I know you have you like your really nice Market Basket now. They serve them in their bakery fresh. When you walk in, you might be able to smell them. You probably eat a package as you walk through the store. Then you can grab another package to go. $3.50.
I'm an animal.
You are. Kayla's Picky Food Sale of the Week. Head over to Market Basket. She can get her Cheez-It snack crackers. I know she loves her Cheez-Its, 2 for $5. Hannaford, sales end on Saturday. We have your shoulder steak for London broil, which have been on sale for like 2 weeks, $3.99 a pound. Chicken leg quarters or split chicken breast, 99 cents a pound. Assorted pork chops, $1.49 a pound. Tuna steak, $7.99 a pound. For $4 for your blueberries. Broccoli crowns, aroma tomatoes, $1.49 a pound. Fresh Express salad kits, 2 for $5. Thomas's English muffins, 2 for $5. Nestle drumstick, Kelly, or mini drums cones, $5.99.
Don't get mini stuff. Don't bring that mini stuff home.
But they have the regular.
Rejected that one time.
Well, they have besides the mini, they do have the regular Nestle drumsticks.
She is one fussy lady.
Yes.
Family pack marinated sirloin tips, $9.99 a pound. Your beef sirloin skewers or kebabs at Hannaford, $9.99 a pound. And your whole seedless watermelon, $4.99 each. Aldi, your sales began on Wednesday. We have your strawberries, $1.89. Blackberries, $1.99. Mangoes, 69 cents each. Your whole watermelons there, $4.65. Peaches, 95 cents a pound. Cherub grape tomatoes, $1.89. Family pack chicken tenderloins, $2.29 a pound. And your Morton's of Omaha fresh peppercorn or garlic petite beef tender, $6.99 a pound. I bought one this week, cooked it maybe Tuesday. Great. Shaw's, your sales start on Friday. The For You sale, where you need the app. You have your petite sirloin steak or fresh ground beef, 90% lean, $3.97 a pound. Purdue roaster or Signature Farms chicken drum, six thighs or leg quarters, 87 cents a pound. I don't like these, but it's a good deal if you do like them and your kids like them. They have cotton candy grapes, but now they have gumdrop grapes too.
No, just
$2.97
like
a pound.
Just give me grapes.
Yep. I don't want no candy
see, I can
grapes.
See you liking candy grapes. Jeez.
Oh, no. No,
you
absolutely.
You like candies.
Yeah. No, flavored
but I,
water.
I don't. Yes, I do the flavor. I know. I want grapes. I don't want grapes, cotton candy. I don't want grapes, Sour Patch. No, I want grapes, period. Okay.
We'll sprinkle the grapes with Mio when he gets them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
Haddock fillets, $7.97 a pound. Your Tribe hummus is only 97 cents each, which I'm excited about. General Mills cereal, and you'll play Go-Gurts, $1.87. Tillamook sliced or shredded cheese, $1.97. Your Red Baron or your Freschetta frozen pizzas, $3.97. Scott paper towels or bath tissues, $13.97. Kellogg's Club or Townhouse crackers and your Cheez-Its, $1.97 there. Keebler sandwich crackers or Pringles Mega Stacks, $1.97. Kellogg's Eggo waffles or pancakes, $1.77. Other deals there at Shaw's. We have your Eastern peaches, only $1.47 a pound. Your raw shrimp, $6.99 a pound for the 16 to 20 count in a 2-pound bag. Cayman beef franks or alfresco dinner sausage, $3.99. They do limit you to
Cayman
four.
Cayman? I thought there was a... That's all right.
No, it's KM. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was just reading too fast and making corrections to my misprints. Coca-Cola 12-pack or 8-pack bottles, buy two, get two free. Hood or Brigham's ice cream or Hood novelties, $2.88. cookies in the bakery department. Roadkill, this is kind of an extra sweet if you go to Shaw's. My kids love them. One of them likes peanut butter, so I buy peanut butter cookies, and then you get a whole another tub for free, the chocolate chip. So cookies, buy one, get one free. Doritos, Tostitos, Popcorners, a smart food, $2.49, buy three, limit you to three. Market Basket, your sales start on Sunday. We have your chicken breast, $2.49 a pound. London Broil steak, $4.99 a pound there. Boneless pork tenderloin, $2.69 a pound.
Where's London Broil on the good versus... Okay, right.
Not a good cut of meat, but okay. It feeds a family, and if you can cook it right, that...
Is that what they use in, like, a stew or something?
No, okay. But...
Is by calling it London, like, is it lesser?
No, but I just didn't know.
London, it just makes you feel international.
I mean, like, yeah, London broil, you kind of go, what's wrong with London?
But you can cook it properly, but the London broil is not the best cut of meat.
Okay.
So, but I can trick my kids in. It's steak. Mm-hmm. Eat it. It doesn't taste like your normal steak. Well, steak tips were more
Shut
money
up,
this
you little
week.
Shit and eat
like,
it.
I'm not paying $12.99 a pound.
Yeah.
If I can get you a London broil for $4.99 a pound, I'm doing it.
I love you guys, but not that much.
Correct. Haddock fillets, $6.99 a pound. Your Dave's organic bread, $4.99, which is a great deal because Dave's bread is expensive. Seedless green grapes, roadkill for your because you just want plain.
I just want
$1.99 a pound. Let's see. I told you about your Jif peanut butter, your Cheez-It snacks. Thomas's six-pack bagels, two for $7. Your Starkist solid white tuna, five for $5. Black plums, $1.99 a pound. Purdue shortcuts chicken, two for $6 with six varieties. Your Purdue fully cooked chicken, two for $5. That's what Kayla likes, the dino nugs, the strips, and the cutlets.
Dino nugs.
I do. My kids like the chicken breast cutlets from Purdue, and I make them, turn them into chicken parm subs for them. They are a big fan. Ground turkey, $3.99 a pound for your 93% lean. Now, recipes for the week. Italian squares. We came home from camping this past weekend, Sunday. It felt like cooking. Whipped up these Italian squares, and I happened to be going to a graduation party. I said, I felt like cooking, so I made you something for the party. People were coming up to me going, what was that that I just ate? These little squares are incredible. They're stuffed with hot ham, smoked ham, salami, pepperonis, and cheese with peppercinos and roasted red peppers. You
kinda
bake
like
it.
A calzone thing.
It is. Yeah, it's very, very good. So that recipe is up there. And camping season, it is still camping season. Pizzadillas, instead of doing a quesadilla, instead of doing a pizza, you're going to combine it and you're going to have the best little pizzadillas ever.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. All of that, believe it or not, is if it's not enough, is written down on our page. So you can go, you don't have to take notes. You took notes, I'm sorry. Should have said that at the beginning, but whatever. Have a great day, everybody. We will see you tomorrow.